I almost feel sorry for the rich man in the parable. I know that sounds a little strange, but I almost feel sorry for him. It's not because his life will end so quickly after he has built bigger barns to store his abundant harvest. I do not feel particularly sorry for him for that. I almost feel sorry for the rich man, because even with his abundant harvest, the rich man is all alone. Notice that everything that the rich man says in the parable, the rich man says to himself. There are no other people in the parable. The rich man only has himself and his barns and the abundant harvest. There is no one who shares his joy. There is no one who shares the harvest. There is no one who shares his life. So the rich man builds a bigger barn. He will keep everything for himself and for tomorrow. Now, we need to plan for the future. I'm the son of an accountant, so I understand completely that we need to plan for the future. We need to save some of our resources for the things that we need to do. We need to save some of our resources for the things that we want to do. We need to save for new tires. We need to save for an event at school. We need to save for that brief vacation we want to take next year. We need to save for unexpected events. It is good for us to save for the future. It is important for us to save for the future. There can be consequences if we do not save some of our resources for the future. For example, if our parish had not chosen to consistently and intentionally place some of our resources each month into our savings account for the last almost 10 years, then during the pandemic, I would have been forced to eliminate at least 3 positions on the parish staff, and probably more. Our consistent and intentional saving of financial resources enabled us to keep people employed and keep our programs functioning. I'm actually very, very proud of that. So it's very good and very important to save some of our resources. But that's not what the rich man did. He did not just save something for the future. He built a bigger barn so that he could keep all of the abundant harvest. He wanted to keep it all. But perhaps he could have shared the harvest. I'm sure that he knew of some people in need. Perhaps he could have shared the harvest. Maybe there were some teachers at the local school who needed supplies. Perhaps he could have shared the harvest. Maybe his local synagogue needed to buy some candles for worship or some food to feed the hungry. Perhaps he could have shared the harvest. Maybe there was a local agency that took care of young and abandoned pregnant women. Perhaps he could have shared the harvest. He could have shared the joy of the harvest. But instead, he built a bigger barn. We want to share the joy of the harvest here. We will save what we need to save in the barn that we have. The gospel calls us to be radical but not irresponsible. We will give attention to what we need and perhaps what we need for tomorrow. But we want to share the joy of the harvest. We want to build up the community. We want to share our words with the community, not simply speak to ourselves. We want to share the joy of the harvest. And now the master of the harvest calls us to his table. Jesus, who opens the barn of heavenly grace and blessing from the wound in his pierced side, feeds us and shares with us everything, so that in his name, by his power, and for his glory, we can share and share in the abundant harvest of God. Amen.